Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another beautiful show. Today is open mic. No call-in, speak your mind. Let you, express yourself any kind of way you want to, babe. In the meantime, waiting on my co-host to call in, Casanova. In the meantime, I'm gonna read something, well, a couple of things tonight. And again, tonight is open mic, 347-677-0889. blogtalkradio.com/shyromance. Let me play something.
It's gonna be alright though. It's gonna be you. Go!
Cadillac song 22. Tell my voice, Mackie, where to live. Cadillac song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. Tell my voice, and Mackie, pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets. Hey, Cadillac song 22. God, I know that we wrong. God, I know I should talk about more in all of my songs. I know these kids are listening. I know I'm here for a mission. But it's so hard to get them when 22 wins don't listen. I know these balls are talking. Lord, I want to do right. I try to fight, but these demons, they come at me at night. Like my mama, my daddy, my girl, and all my boys. I lost for sure, but I guess I still got the white and raw. My cousin's weak. Mama Lena and Jason. Lord, I'm praying for swag and my heart is feeling patient. Keep them off them drugs, far away from thugs. He's still my hero, but just a shell man of woody woods. Yeah, smoking get a buzz, but God, I hear you calling. That's wrong with falling, but my soul is just steadily falling. In the shit, in the dead, in the earth of jail. God, I'm back in my memory, will I end up in hell? Turn like song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. My voice and back these beats. Pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets. Hey, Cadillac song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. Hear my voice and back these beats. And pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets.
Lord, they hung Andre Jones. Lord, they hung Raynor Johnson. Lord, I wanna fight back, but I'm just so sick of bouncing. Lord, I'm sick of jumping. Lord, please just tell me something. My folks still jumping, my music bumping, but I feel nothing. My heart is steadily pumping, my heart is steadily breaking. Sometimes I feel like I'm faking, man, I'm so sick of taking. Maybe hell ain't a place, man, for us to burn. Maybe earth is heaven, just a place for us to learn. About your love, your will and grace. Sometimes I wish I wasn't born in the first place. Maybe this first place got the ball about to paw. So we can come home this world right here. Feeling so dark, feeling so cold. Though I'm feeling so old, I don't know if I can take this world right here no more.
22-inch rims on the lap. I guess that was your footprint in the sand, carrying us on your back.
Cadillac song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. Hear my voice and back these beats. Pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets. Hey, Cadillac song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. Hear my voice and back these beats. And pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets. Hey, Cadillac song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. Hear my voice and back these beats. Pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets. Hey, Cadillac song 22. I ain't getting nothing in my life but stay true. Hear my voice and back these beats. And pray to the Lord for these Mississippi streets. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, yeah, yeah. I got to get out there and I find everything. Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to the Secret Spot with your host, Lady Shy Romance, and my wonderful, handsome co-host, Kate Casanova. Oh, my. Good evening. What's up? What's up with you, Kyle? What's up? Cass.
Man, I got a bone to pick with you.
Ah, oh, shit. Why?
I see the pretty little picture you got up on the internet. Lord have mercy.
You say what?
I see the new little picture you got on the internet looking like a modern thing. Before I go there, I'm trying to figure out why my picture ain't on there though.
Look, you know I don't be fucking with it that as much as I used to. So I'm still, everything is good. Still working out kinks on everything. Let me ask you something since you're coming on the show asking me questions. How come, if I'm not mistaken, the last show, which was Friday, I specifically said, Casanova, won't you send me some tracks? Since I can't pull it off your MySpace page anymore. Okay, Shy, I'm going to get right up on it.
Hey, hold on. I put the arrow on there. I must didn't do it. My bad. I'll do it again tonight. Is that the last show?
Okay.
But what they got to do with my picture, though? You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is go on my thing and save there.
I can steal your pictures. I'm going to put them up there.
Say what?
I said, I can steal your pictures. I be stealing people's shit online. Let me go on somebody's page. You got a nice little background shit. I'm swiping it. Call me a damn MySpace, Backspace, thief. That's how I get all my damn. You haven't seen my damn my screen save on my computer now. It's like, and I know this is a shame, but it's the truth. I went on somebody's page and they had a picture of like the world and then Jesus. It's a white Jesus, but Jesus looking over the world with a tear out his eye and the other little planet behind him. And I think that on somebody's Facebook page, and I swiped the shit. Now it's my screen save on my computer. You know, but what would Jesus do?
Okay, I'm glad you got that beautiful picture, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know. Go ahead, what'd you say?
No, you're just saying what, Cass.
I want my picture on. Anyway, what's
up? Send me that. I want using it as a sexy one, too. I don't want the ones everyone can see. You know, I don't want the ones everybody can go on MySpace and see. I want that.
You want the personal picture?
Yeah, that'd be nice, too.
Say it ain't so, Moses.
It's so.
What's up with you, girl? How your day been, man?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, everything is lovely. I have another caller on here, too. I'm coming to you, caller. Everything is lovely. You know, the kids, what can I say? They are Team Reed. Some things never change. Then I tell y'all to stop with all that playing in there.
Uh-oh.
Casanova.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know,
that's
how come I had changed the show to 10, because by that time they'd be asleep. And then I forgot that I had to take into consideration other people's time zones. You know, so I got it back at 8:30, closer than 8, but I had it at 8:30 trying to give them a little bit more time to go to sleep, but damn. I guess it ain't the Shy Romance show without Team Reed in the background echoing, okay?
Tell the truth,
I love them to death. I love them to death. They mine, but them little jokers is bad as hell. You know, but y'all know that already.
Anyway,
how's your day been, Cass?
Oh, man, I couldn't wait to get in the Secret Spot, man. I love this show, man. You know,
and we love you, too.
It's putting on that, man. BTR, what it do?
What it do? Anything happen today that just made you want to whoop a bitch?
Anything happen today made me want to whoop a bitch. Well,
I say bitch, I ain't
first of
talking
all,
about women, because you know the bitch-ass niggas out there, too, now.
That's what I'm going to get you. First of all, I want to put this out here. When it comes to my music and everyday language, I don't call women bees.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hear the word bee come out of my mouth, I'm talking about a two-legged nigga. A two-legged black man, Negro, that has a penis, but he really want to be born with a vagina.
But see, some men have little everybody who has a little penis, they ain't just a man. Now. They can be a little transvestite. You know, we don't discriminate. Transvestites, we love. Well, I love.
Oh, no, I don't. Hey, look here. Let me tell you something. I love you because we're
supposed
to love our brothers.
I didn't tell you. I said I.
Hey, I love you because we're supposed to love our brothers too. But don't be calling here talking about I love Casanova. I don't want to get it.
Yeah, I'm
going to
leave that alone.
Who, you, oh, go start here. We've been getting along.
I'm
going to
leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone. Let me. I got a call on here. Hold on 1 minute. Let me. Let me see the caller still up in here. Oh, I got a couple of callers. Let me go to the first one I had. Prince Charming, what's up, baby?
I keep the juice box wet. What it is, what it do, what
I
it
had
do
no
like.
Juice box, but it still stay that way.
What's up, Styro Man? It's Mr. Casanova with the business.
Oh, man, I can't call it.
Well, today is open mic, poetry, spoken word, whichever way you want to express yourself, you know, let it be known. So go on, give us a little bit of that spoken word, Prince Charming.
I'm going to do it a little bit later on in the show. As of right now, I'm not quite ready.
Oh, okay. That's okay. That's okay. Let me put you on hold. 1 minute, baby. Good evening. Welcome to the Secret Spot. I'm your host, Shiro Man. Got Casanova on the phone today. It's open mic. What's up, Kyla?
What it do? What it do? It's the boy Authorized of Junk and INT.
What's up, Authorized?
Magnolia King. Still Magnolia, Family Jewels, The One, Trey, T-Mac, what it do?
Yeah. Drunken Eye Entertainment, Authorized. What's on? Another day of open mic, right?
Who?
Today is open mic, firstly. Where you calling from? That everybody
well,
out there who don't know.
I'm calling from the J, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing Mississippi, Pocahontas, Jackson, Mississippi. Run through my blood. What it do?
What it do? Casanova.
What it do? What it do?
All right, we got Authorized on here. I thought you had clicked.
Yeah, my fellow co-member. What it do, man?
Man, chilling. I'm out here trying to see what the hell going on out here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, tell me about it. What's going on tonight, man? I know you got something good to tell me.
Man, shit, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Man, y'all ain't heard from me in a while, man, because I've been looking for my uncle, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Who your uncle, man? Who's going to jump?
Well, shit, my Uncle Sam. He been hitting on my
nerve
with that bullshit. You know
wait. Sam, your uncle?
Damn,
I am.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm out here in the yard now. I believe he out here, though. I ain't for sure.
You know what? Okay, where he say it?
Huh? Where he say it?
Huh?
See it. I don't know. I'm trying to see if that is him, you know? If it is,
damn,
you know,
so
man,
sound
I'm
like
Pocahontas.
You damn
you
know, don't sound like him.
You know what? Hold on. God damn, that is Unc.
Man, don't let him be on the phone, man.
Don't let him be on the phone.
He's trying to go out to get that bang, man.
Did you hear
that? Hold on. Hey, Unc, what it do? This nigga just threw the bird at me. Oh, hell, he
don't like
that. Oh, Lord, I done started something. He on the way up here.
What's up, Red Derek online? Tonight is open mic. Call in and express yourself. Let us hear some of your beautiful pieces, brother. If you please. 1-347-677-0889. What you say, Brian?
I'm trying to see what Unc doing. He's standing here looking at me all crazy and stuff. Huh? Yeah, I'm on the phone. What's up? Hey, hold on.
Okay. Everybody, just
in America, how you doing?
Oh, no, not you again.
Yeah, Sam, we've been doing our background check on your ass. I told you not to fuck with us.
What the hell going on here?
We're doing open mic. I'm going to go ahead and read an old piece and then a new piece later on, but... I just wanted to tell you, don't call talking that bullshit because I know where you're at now, brother.
Look here, I'm standing in front of here, a color right here, say he's my nephew. I don't deal with you color. Hey, hold on, I'm
your nephew gonna whoop your ass.
You just shut up, little youngin', boy. You don't run nothing here.
What you trying to say, my nephew?
You what, boy? You just keep on playing with mama. Get off this bullshit, and I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Hey, Sam. Tonight is open mic, and I know you know you fucking around with them cows and horses and all that other shit. You do have a little time to write, so let me hear something that's on your mind. Let me hear something. You might even like it.
I don't like you colors. I don't like you colors.
You know what, Sam? I'm gonna let that shit. I'm gonna let that shit slide. I just go on open mic.
Hold on, boy. Yeah, I'm back, man. I'm tripping, man.
Arthur,
yeah.
You my partner. But, Lord, I want you to do one thing for me. Please don't take it personal. The next time your uncle is by your house, not tonight because I can't make it tonight, the next time your uncle is over by your house, please give me a call so I can personally come down there and whoop his ass.
Hey. I damn sure will tell you that. Man, look at this motherfucking dog
hopping.
Now, look.
Hey, man. Hey, I want to see how I kill it, man. I want to see the dog. I want to see what our Kelly look like.
Hey there, brother,
man.
Eric.
Man, you want to know what he look like? Man, R. Kelly got a nose a mile long. He look like Paul Herman Shepard and Chihuahua. That's what he look like. He got a big ass head and a little body.
I love y'all. Yeah, tonight is open mic. The calling number is 1-347-677-0889. I had Peace. Let me go back to the chat room. I had Red Derek who passed through and Brother Eric. Since tonight is open mic, you know, I'm a hey baby. Brother Eric say hey Si. Hey baby. I've been missing you. Let me read a piece since it's open mic. Don't take it personal. I'm gonna mute a couple of phone lines. Do not hang up. One minute. Okay, it's open mic. I'm going to read an old piece. I got a new piece I wrote called Phone Sex. I'm going to read that later on in the show. Right now, yeah, it's been a minute, Brother Eric. Right now, I'm going to do an old piece I wrote called America. Go back to Africa, where I belong, because America is not my native home. It's what you say. But how can you tell me this when you went out of your way to make sure that we stay here in America, land of the free and sweet liberty? I mean, do you even realize the irony you speak to me? See, we were at home in our own land in Africa trying to enjoy ourselves, and it was y'all asses who were selling around trying to steal someone else. I mean, do you really believe that Christopher Columbus discovered this land? I hope not, because in reality, this land was discovered by a black man. And I know there may be some controversial issues over this, and you may say that this is not a known fact, but a known fact is that before Christopher Columbus so-called discovered this land, you know, the land of the free and sweet liberty, that the Indians was already here from way, way back. So how in the hell can you go and change that? I mean, how can you claim something that was already claimed and run them off and post up your name? But all in America, land of the free and sweet liberty. I mean, do you even realize, Diana, you speak to me again? See, we were over, I'm fucking up my whole poem, too. Hold up, 1 minute. I'm going to try this one more time. Go back to Africa where we belong, because America is not our native home, is what you say. But how can you tell me this when you went out of your way to make sure that we stay here in America, land of the free, liberty? I mean, do you really believe that Christopher Columbus discovered this land? I hope not, because in reality, he was searching. I'm fucking up my whole damn poem. Hold up. I don't. Then my phone constantly beeping. Let me do something right fast. Thought I heard some, I don't even have it.
Oh.
Can you please motherfucking run?
Brother Eric, sorry about that. I'm a
national motherfucking truck, our answer. Go!
It's amazing. What a blazing.
Nah, fuck that. I'm finna try this shit one more time. America. Go back to Africa where I belong, because America is not my native home, is what you say. But how can you tell me this when you went out of your way to make sure that we stay here in America, land of the free and sweet liberty? I mean, do you even realize the irony you speak to me? See, we were at home in our own land in Africa by ourselves. And it was y'all who were sailing around trying to steal someone else. And do you actually believe that Christopher Columbus discovered this land? I hope not. Because in reality, this land was discovered by a black man. And I know there may be some controversial issues over this. And you may say that this is not a known fact. But a known fact is that before Christopher Columbus so-called discovered this land, you know, America, the land of the free and sweet liberty, that the Indians was already here from way, way back. So how in the hell could he go and change that? I mean, how could he claim something that was already claimed and run them off and post up his name? But all in America, land of the free and sweet liberty, or shall I say land of slavery and inequality. But America, I do love thee. And quite frankly, there's nowhere else that I'd rather be. So you took us some freedom, and cast us into slavery. Now, this shows your character, your warmth, and your sincerity. So you made my ancestors suffer many days, weeks, months, and years, from decades of pain to centuries of tears. You never thought we'd get out the field and stop shedding tears, stand by one another, and educate each other. You never think that one coming, my brother. I mean, but again, America, land of the free. I mean, but in a land that's so free, how can we have so much poverty? I mean, since we do have so many opportunities. And how can you afford hundreds of millions of dollars on outer space in an unknown race that you're not even sure that does or does not exist? But when it comes to poverty, your funds, you resist. I mean, the rich gets richer and the poor even poorer, year after year after year. And like I said, I'm quite sure that we all know who we have to blame for our being here. But it was you. It was you. You searched into Africa until you found us out of everyone else that was already here out of your own damn town. So quite frankly, our being here is no one's fault but your own. So don't you dare tell me to go back to Africa because America is not my native home. See, my ancestors fought right here in America in slavery, racism, discrimination, and segregation. You know, right here in America, land of the free and sweet liberty. My sweet, sweet, sweet America. And I still didn't read that like I wanted to, but, you know, I'm kind of rusted a little bit. But that was America. Yes, I was one of your first callers on your show. Much love to you, too. Casanova, you there? Hold up, I got to mute it. Casanova, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Casanova.
You just muted me.
Yes.
You just muted me.
I got you off now.
You know what?
I was fucking up. I had my kids in my ear. You know.
You know what?
What's up?
I'm going to get my own show. I'm tired of you muting me when I want to talk. I'm sorry. I ain't got no picture on the thing. Y'all always mute me.
He's calling up for the day.
No, you get you another call.
We got Brother Eric in the room. You hear me, Casanova?
Say what?
Brother Eric stopped by. He said, it's show love. He says, say hi, Shives, in a minute. Teach us. You were one of my first callers on my show. Much love. You know, that's so sweet. Cas, you don't want to speak to Brother Eric?
Yeah, I want to speak to him. Tell him what's up. Where he at?
Oh,
I don't hear nobody talking about me and you.
Oh, he's in the chat room. You know the chat room is still going, too.
Oh, well, tell him I said, what's up?
He can hear you, Casanova.
Oh, he can hear me?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now you're trying to treat me like I got Down syndrome. You know what? Anyway, what's up, Brother Egg? How you doing, man?
I know you gotta stop that shit tonight. I'm telling you.
She's trying to make me act like a donkey, but I'm gonna keep my cool.
Yeah, you think I'm trying to make you act like a donkey?
Now, me and you been getting along. You trying to make these people look here. Let me tell you something. Hey, nah, I got a poem of my own.
Okay.
I said I got a poem of my own.
Oh, let me hear. Let us hear.
Let you hear. You want to hear?
As long as you ain't saying fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Okay.
We want to hear. Beat
here,
here,
here, here, here. Listen. You listening?
Yeah.
Keep doing me wrong. You will have to find another. I have tried so hard to be your brown and black brother. I'm sick of how you treat me. You must want another co-host. Oh, I know what's wrong with you. You want me to be a ghost. You want me to run into the woods and maybe be with Sam. But I'm going to tell you tonight, Shy, I be goddamn. If I'm going to let you run over me, because I'm a strong black man, and I want to tell you this truth, this is the promised land. This is the land of the free, and I shall speak the truth. If you want me to be your co-host, you got to do what it do. So all I can tell you is, don't play me like I'm Eric. Oh, what's up? Excuse me, I'm sorry. How you doing, Brother Eric?
Much love, Chestnut. Tonight is open mic, and if you want to do a poem talking about size, so be it. Get on the mic and spit. I listen to everything, even some bullshit. And I love you to death, and I love you to the most. Captain O, we got another call.
Hey, what's up, man?
To steal my
call. What's up, man?
Hey,
what's up, man?
925, good evening. You are on the air.
Hey, what's up, family?
What's up, babe? Who's speaking?
This
is Brother
Eric.
Casanova.
Oh, what's up? What it do, man?
What's up, Casanova?
Man, I'm sorry. I got to show my blackness tonight, man. You know,
it's all right.
Like you been holding it
right.
For a minute, huh?
I ain't been at Shaw's show for a minute, but
yeah, man.
I remember
back
in the day. You still saying the same stuff, bro. You're making me laugh. Still get mad at Shy.
I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what the hell
still,
is wrong with him. He's
not much y'all family.
Oh, man.
Y'all family.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's my girl, man. You know it, man. I be talking all that noise. I ain't going to act. I went above a grape when it comes to it. Y'all finna know what it is.
I'm not.
That's why she be messing with me, because she knows she can't.
But
it's
much love.
All it is love.
That's it. I don't know what's wrong with
you,
tonight.
Hey, you don't look. That's what's wrong with us. We argue and we don't understand when we argue. That's somebody that you in close contact with that know your ways and they know your ways.
And I know
what's up, man.
And let's take it on that personal level.
What's up with you, though, Eric?
Oh, nothing, bro. I'm just trying to prepare for my show for this weekend, bro. That's all.
When is it?
Huh?
When is your show?
Oh, I'll be on Saturday.
What time?
I think 5:00 Pacific.
And what time is it Central? 3?
I don't know. Where y'all at?
In Mississippi.
Oh, y'all in the South.
Damn, why you gotta be all that ass down, Brother
Eric? I ain't saying that. I'm just saying y'all in the South.
Oh, I thought you said, well, goddamn.
No, I didn't say goddamn. I just said,
okay.
Oh, y'all are
my bad.
Out. No, I wasn't putting shoes.
Okay.
I used to live in the South. I know what it's like. I
knew that.
I was in Louisiana.
Okay. That's our neighboring town. You know, tonight is open mic. Would you like to recite something?
I'm not a poet. Wow. I just do a lot of teaching.
Would you got your 5 minutes down to teach something right there?
Oh, you put me on the spot, sis.
Much love to you.
I remember you came on my show and you was first time. My first couple of shows, you came on and you read a poem, and I was so enlightened and I was so grateful because. Then nobody called in, and you was the first person that called into my show when I first started doing it, and that was like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been following you here and there. I never lose contact with you.
Well, that's what's up.
But
that's what's up.
I don't know if I could just. It ain't gonna be no poem, but how could we say this? It'll be a. Expression of thoughts.
That's fine, brother.
Can we say that?
That's fine.
And I'm going to piggyback off what your poem was on America. And I'm going to keep it brief.
No problem.
Okay. So this is off the top of the dome.
Uh-oh, damn, I feel blessed. Okay.
So if I mess up and if I lose ground, Casanova, don't be mad at me, bro.
Oh, no, you doing your thing, man.
Because I'm just trying to do what I can do. because she even put me on the spot.
That was a good thing.
Yeah, America. What has America done? Huh?
No, I'm moving so you don't hear nobody else. Okay, we ready.
Okay, America. What has America done for black people? What do you think America has done for black people? Have we risen to the ultimate peak of success as black people? Should we look at that? Should we critique that? The icons that they put before us in the media, should we think that we've all of a sudden made it here in the so-called American dream? What is your dream? Is your dream to achieve a white picket house, a Benz, a white woman? For those Negroes who like white women. Or is your dream to actually understand who and what you are and why you were brought over here and your history? Shouldn't that be your dream? What have you been taught throughout your life through this, what I call social engineering, this schooling that we've been given and dealt with? What have we got out of that? Just something of materialism where we grow into life and the older we get, we just want to attain more materialism and we teach our children that? What is this? What is America? And I'm going to end on that.
What is America?
Well,
oh, let me unmute some people.
Well, brother, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I love brother like you to have a knowledge man like that, man. I want you to keep, you know what I'm saying, coming with it. But at the same time, I do want to say this, you know. They call us the land of the free and the equal opportunity and stuff like that, man. But let me tell you something. Me personally, I get tired of the color thing myself. You know what I'm saying? I might joke around and say some things, man, but when is it ever going to become where we just are, you know, we all humans, man. You know, it ain't no white. It ain't no black. You know what I'm saying? It's just people. You know, and I know that, you know, we done been through this and that and slavery and all that kind of stuff, man, and you know what I'm saying? But believe it or not, it was some, you know, if it weren't for some good white people back in the day, man, you know, we wouldn't have got where we got to. And it's still something out there that got our back, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, I mean, for those who racist, whether you're black or whether you're white, you know what I'm saying, all I can do is give you the middle finger, you know what I'm saying, because you pussy to me, you know what I'm saying, because color ain't no color, you know what I'm saying, we all human. And we all people, and we need to get off that BS, man, and just live together, man. You know what I'm saying? God didn't, you know, make people and say, okay, this a black person right here, he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, but I'm just being real. Here go a white person, you know what I'm saying? They ultimate. Here go a brown person, he in the middle, so he all right now. You know what I'm saying? He created human beings. You know what I'm saying? So I think everybody need to get off that BS, man. And just live, and if you pussy, you pussy, no matter what color you is. If you're a punk, you're punk, no matter what color you is. If you're a bee, you're bee, no matter what color you is. You know what I'm saying? But if you cool, you cool, whatever color you are. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know, what you just said, all that's true, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame for it like you feel like you are, because, you know, it's still some people out there that's still doing messed up stuff, just like when the Clinton, somebody, who was running against Bush, and you know what I'm saying? Because his brother was the governor of Florida or whatever. They messed up votes, and then, you know, they do stuff like that. And
they
just bring the black man back down. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't fuck up votes.
Well,
they
can
did.
I ask you this question?
What's up?
Did what I said, did it seem like I was hating on a certain race or something?
What you said was the truth, brother. No, indeed. I didn't hear, let's go kill the crackers, or let's go kill the Klan. No, you spoke your mind and told the truth. That's why I told you when you got through, I want you to keep coming with that knowledge and that power, because you're right. There's a people out there that's blind to the fact of history. You know what I'm saying? But history is not made, you know what I'm saying, to necessarily make people hate for the future. It's to show you where you come from and to help you understand that, you know what I'm saying, this is what you need to do. Okay, this is what happened. Let's move forward, but still know where you came from. You see what I'm saying? It takes a strong person to understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people look at history, and they take it into the future, and then they mess up a lot of things, you know, and you can't do that. Cause hold on, man. Let me tell you something.
But let me say this right quick.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. I hate to cut you off. But before you finish, we need to take this to the street so we stop killing each other.
You're right. And boy, man, I watched the show the first 48. Every time you look around, man, it's a black brother just shooting another black brother. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, huh?
Over some foolishness.
Over some foolishness. Over some foolishness, man. Do you hear me? You know what I'm saying? But my thing is just right here. Most of it is jealousy, man. You know what I'm saying? Jealousy and envy, man. Jealousy and envy is what it is, man. What white people, man, one thing about a man, and Chinese people and Mexican people, they don't hate on each other, man, the majority of them. They helping each other. You know what I'm saying? But you see a black brother in a Mercedes, another black brother, oh, he think he all there. Why that man got to think he all there? Because he riding clean. Get off your ass, get a job, man, and get you a Mercedes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now I'm going to let both of y'all speak. Let's try to say
now, knowing that a Mercedes costs you a hell of grip.
Cost you something.
So you can say, I'm hating on that brother, and I wish, you know what? Listen.
That's what
we don't understand.
We got some more callers online. The call number is 347-677-0889. I'm your host, Shy Romance, my co-host, Casanova. Before I go any further, I got to be heard. Brother Eric, that was a beautiful speech you said. I felt it completely. Casanova, love you to death. But I have a question for you. You said racist people get the middle finger. What do realists get? Because I've been told that I'm a racist, but I'm not quite a racist. I'm a realist. I realize the fact that it's given to me. One of the reasons, me and my own boyfriend were talking last night about history. I told him that it's a lot that I do not know about my history. I know that our ass was enslaved. I know that at that time it wasn't really black people who had us enslaved. It was white people. You know, one of the reasons I did not get into history was because, look at it, the shit that can help us, they make that shit boring. They diluted to me. History was the boringest-ass class. But now I wish that I had got more into it because, you know, it's a lot of shit that if you look into the fine print, you'll learn a lot. You will learn a lot. So, you know, what's the saying? If you want, what's the saying? It's something about damn books. Put it right there in the book and they won't read it, basically. You know. And I'm not a racist, but I don't care too much for white people. I didn't say I do not like them because, like Cass said, there are some good ones out there. But if you look at it, every other country, I mean, right here in America, a damn Mexican person, a Chinese person, anybody up from America who come over here, they got it good. They get loans. They get businesses. They get grants. They get whatever the fuck they want to get. But the people who's right here in America, hey, we ain't really getting shit food stuff. We're not a hard-ass time. You know, that's it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Catching up, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Shy, but you can't fault every person for that.
Look, you ain't listening to me. I don't fault everybody for that. I don't hate all white people. I wouldn't even say I hate them. I just dislike their ass kind of stuff.
I'm gonna just tell y'all like this, Shy. You said that one thing you said is that you haven't fully studied your own history.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm.
Not to I'm not to put you down.
I know, I've been educating myself lately.
But I've been studying our own history for 20 some odd years.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1991, when I came into consciousness.
Mm.
And I'm still learning about my history.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying you know, it takes a lot of study to understand because all this stuff has been hidden from us. Now, the reason why everybody else benefits when they come over here and we don't benefit
mm-hmm.
is the simple fact that everybody knows our history but us. Okay? And we were here before Christopher Columbus got here.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Columbus navigated to get here by a black man.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him the navigation routes.
Because
he didn't know the science of navigation.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how to read maps. He got that from us. You see? They call us the Moors. You study Moorish history.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn your history, study the Moorish history. Study Elijah Muhammad. Study Marcus Garvey. Study Denmark Vesey. And then you'll start seeing how... You see, we was here before they even got over here.
Oh, I know.
We didn't build pyramids and statues.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's all over the East Coast and the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
California was named after a black woman. A lot of black people don't know that.
Not to cut you off, Brother Eric, I got a chat room full of, not chat room, but a switchboard
go
full
ahead.
Of individuals. I see you. Let me go to one other caller. Y'all, and I'm loving this topic because, you know, I love to get down and get into shit, the debate, you know, the arguments, not arguments, but the debate. That's what the white folks use, debate. Let me go to a call. I see, hold up, I got a 702 and a 601. I'm going to the 601 because they were on here first. 702, I'm coming right back to you. Good evening. Welcome to the Shy Romance Show. You're in the secret spot with Shy and Kaz and a whole lot of people in the chat and online. Good evening. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning, America. How you doing?
Yes. What's up, Sam?
How you doing?
What's up?
I had the one from that color nephew of mine.
Sam.
Yeah.
What's going on, baby? Have you been listening to us?
No, I just got on.
You just got on. Well, we've been
I was
talking
on
about
earlier.
The top. Let me tell you what the top has been about. It's been about motherfuckers, flies, and black people who want to act white, who want to say they dislike black folks. You fit that description?
You damn stupid. I don't like you colors.
Fuck you, Sam. Hold on, 1 minute, Sam. 702, what's up?
You tell me.
You tell me. Let me see. Say something. Where are you calling from? Florida.
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Ooh, Las Vegas. Who's calling?
You hurt my feelings. Shy, you hurt. Shy, you hurt my feelings.
How hurt your feelings?
This is Ivy Wise.
How hurt your feelings?
This is Ivy Wise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings, girl.
What the fuck did he want?
What's
that, Obama?
Nah, I'm Obama's cousin.
Already.
Oh,
goddamn.
Another color.
How you doing, though? I miss you guys, man. I really do.
We're back now. You know, it's kind of slow. We've been out of commission for a minute, but, you know, we're trying to come back, trying to get the time right where everybody can join in and talk and everything, you know. But this is like our third or fourth show.
Really?
Yeah.
I won't be back until Friday. But I've been gone for about a year.
Oh, well, you're in the same boat.
Yeah. But, everybody has their reasons for doing what they do. My mom wasn't doing too well. Her health is down. She had 3 heart operations.
Okay.
So that's going to keep me occupied, you know. But
I
got to tell you, I miss you guys. I miss BTR.
I miss
the radio, period.
Yeah. You know, it is a good way to, you know, release some stuff. Just get a lot of stuff off of your chest.
Oh, yeah.
That's another reason I couldn't wait to try that. Cass, ever since we've been off, Cass like, Shy, come on, Shy, come on, when the show gonna come back? Come on. I'm like, damn, okay, it's coming, Cass. Nah, so you on that shit. You know.
And I think I heard Cass talking about Christopher Columbus.
That was Brother Eric.
Oh, using black folks to find his way?
Mm-hmm.
All he had to do was take the A-train. It wouldn't have been no problem.
Oh my goodness, Ivy!
Lord, yes, dear.
You calling me in the spit something for us?
Huh?
You calling me in to spit something for us?
Who?
You.
Now, you tried that last time. It didn't work.
You know, it never hurts to try.
No, it never hurts to try. But don't you get tired of hearing no?
Mm-mm, I don't. Because I'm determined. You know.
Huh?
I know.
Uh-huh.
What you say?
You are determined. I give you that.
I am determined. You know, that's how them ugly women be end up with babies because, you know, at some point that nice looking brother fall weak.
Mm-hmm.
That's how ugly people end up with kids.
Well, one of the hardest things in the world to do from your heart is say no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I knew that one was coming.
No, I just don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. Besides, I haven't written anything in I don't know how long.
Okay.
It's been a long, long time. But when I do, trust me, you'll be the first to know. I'm getting ready to favorite your show right now.
Okay, that's what's that.
But, and I'm not going to post the link to my show until you say I can. You know, I don't do nothing without permission.
You can post the link in your show, give all your information. You know, we better than that, babe.
Yeah, but if more people ask for permission, they gain a lot more.
If more people do what? You said
more
people do what?
If more people were to ask for permission, they would obtain a lot more than they would just trying to push their way in the door.
That's true.
You know?
That is
true. I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong. I don't have nothing against taking what you want if you really, really want it. But there's a way to do that, too.
It is, because if you really want it and you take it, you know, motherfucker be taking something from you in prison.
Mm-hmm. You know, how they say, you catch more flies with honey?
That's right.
There you go.
That's
I'm
right.
Pouring honey all over.
No, that's the shit I like. I love missing honey.
Nah,
y'all
but
look.
I do. I miss you. I really do. You guys were like crazy-ass inspiration for me.
We miss, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just happy we're back up on here, you know, doing it again.
Oh, yeah. And I'm surprised Blog Talk's still alive.
You what?
I'm surprised Blog Talk was still alive because some of the best left.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
A lot of people I've been searching for. I used to love going on Fridays to Poetic Flow show.
Yeah.
And she's not on anymore.
Well, she ain't gone too far.
I hope not, because like I said, I used to love going down there. I used to love listening to all of them call in, because I love Twitch.
Yeah, but you know what you got to do? You got to check out Eric Moore and The Next Level.
The Next Level?
Yeah, because Next is like, this kid is phenomenal.
Okay,
I'll
do that.
But right now, I'm on this jazz kick right now.
Okay.
But more like promoting. I'm trying to hook up some shows for a couple of jazz artists.
Okay, you're not.
Yeah, in Vegas.
But you're playing jazz or you're just promoting?
No, I'm just promoting.
Okay.
You know me. I'm the Whispers, the Dells, Blumatic, Delphonics.
Okay.
I ain't gonna never change from that.
Okay. Well, if you wanna send some of the guys or groups that you're promoting music to my email address so I can have it on here and then play it during some shows.
Mm-hmm.
ShyRomance2003@yahoo.com. I'm going to post it up in here too. Anybody who got anything they want me to play up on the show. It's just like that.
All right, Shy.
I'm up here in the room now.
All right, Shy, I'm out.
Head first, I'm coming to you, babe.
I'm out,
Shy. 2003@yahoo.
Listen,
I'm going to have to come back because I got a long-distance call from New York, so.
Okay, babe.
But I'm not going to hang up.
Okay.
Just put me on mute for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, see, make sure you come back, man, because I want to give you my website.
Okay, he's on mute. Damn, he's not out here anymore. Sam, you still here? I got Sam on one line, I got his nephew on the other line.
Sam's still here. I'm still here.
Okay, so I thought your nephew whooped your ass.
No, no, I'm about to whoop his ass in one moment. In one whole hour, I'm going to whoop his ass.
I'm surprised your nephew ain't knocking your mouth when you, the first time you said something about that brother or nigga, whatever the hell. Now, you ain't say no motherfucking nigga online, but I better get a bit of disconnected your ass. You right to say something.
No!
What?
I tell you what. I tell you what. I'm about to whoop his ass because he keep fucking with my dog. He keep fucking with R. Kelly. R. Kelly done already been pissed on him. I told him to leave him alone.
Now, that's just nasty. That's just nasty. I got the link. Oh, my good gracious. Goof is bone. Boy, I've been asking about you. Casanova.
Yeah.
Sam talking about the damn dog and his whooping ass and all this other shit. Cas, we coming back a little bit. You know, I see Goofy Bone up in the room. Now, call in. Let me play one song because I got to go check on. We'll be right back. Goofy,
okay, now if you about to whoop your ass, come on here, you nigger. Come on. Come
hang
on,
up.
Color.
Baby, we need to talk about where we're taking this thing. How far we're gonna let this go. Beside me, watching, needing, wanting me. I'm afraid, don't be. I'm afraid, don't be. I'm so scared that you'll hurt me twice, baby.
Listen,
I'm afraid.
I've already been thinking about you. In my mind, far too often for you to be here at this time. See, one hand's on nine and the other's on my thigh. Look, I've already played with the idea of you being here in the morning, the position for the crack of dawn and the conversations before the yawning. But,
it's getting late. Why you gotta be here beside me? Watching, needing, wanting me. But I'm afraid. Don't be. But I'm afraid. Don't be. I'm so scared that you hurt me. Okay. manliness, but I'm afraid.
It's getting late. Why you gotta be beside me? Watching, needing, wanting me. But I'm afraid to think, don't be. But I'm afraid, and you said, don't be. I'm afraid that you're gonna hurt me, baby, baby.
Up in here, I play a song, greet my listeners, read a scripture, and pray, then discuss what's on my mind. This is Minister C.D. Monroe. He's in the room. Goofy Bone is in the room. Communication is Key is in the room. IBYS is still up in here. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Taz, you know what's the number one thing people are saying about us? Taz, you hear me?
I said that we black.
That's obvious. No, they saying that they're glad we're back.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I can hear all the dudes up in your voice.
Huh?
Hell, I do.
He's saying glad we're back. Sam, what you say? Whatever. You miss us, too. That's why your ass ain't on a lot.
No. I'm about to whoop my nephew's ass because he started playing with R. Kelly. R. Kelly's not in the mood. He
what did
that
R. Kelly do to him? Piss on him?
R. Kelly done pissed on his leg.
Sam, you
just nasty. He got him all horny.
And only you would get horny off that. You just nasty.
I said not me. I said the dog, woman.
Oh, my bad. What Betsy Boo? I bet Betsy Boo around somewhere waiting on you to go up in him. And
Betsy
those of you all who don't know
down.
Betsy Boo, what's the time?
Betsy Boo laying down. She had a long journey. And then I come up on this color. I walk up on this color who say he's my nephew. God damn it. You see
what you got to say? Oh, communication
color.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody just tuning in. To, you know, today is open mic. Can't get anybody to call in and recite any poetry or to do a little freestyle. Or I tried to get Sam to do it. He won't do it. Goofy Bone, he don't
want to
call in.
What
you say, Sam?
What do you want
Sam
to do?
Today is open mic. You know, express yourself. Whichever way you want to express yourself, through song, through spoken word.
I can't express myself.
Not, as long as it's
I
not up in this.
I can't whoop an F.U.S.
Wow.
Hold on, let me catch my breath. I had to whoop his ass for fucking with Archie.
A hot-ass mess in here. We coming back. We coming back. The word is
okay,
getting
okay, now what you want Sam to do?
Anything, Sam. It does, as long as it's not disrespectful to me or Cass.
Or whatever. I tell you one thing, I hate you colors. Anything you...
I muted his ass. He hate colors. Today is spoken word. I'm going to read another poem. Again, I got a new one, but I got to wait until my old man leaves since he might try to say I'm trying to get too freaky and shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, I read it's a 408. And is that this Goofy Bone?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. She is back in my life.
Hey, baby.
Forever.
I've been missing you, Goofy Bone.
Oh, Sha, you know I miss you day in and day out.
Ew.
How are you doing, darling? What's new with you?
I was doing fine, but I'm doing great now. You know, the kids are still bad. They're still here. They haven't moved, got grown and moved out yet. Everything is good other than that. You know, everything is good. What about you? What's up with you?
Oh, me, I went through a whirlwind, but I came out a better man.
That's good. As long as you came out a better person than you was before you started, you on and popping.
Yep, so, yeah, you know, I did a big old 360, but hey.
Okay.
Sometimes we got to go through that in life.
That we do.
Just to see that you ain't going nowhere. But, Sha, I'm just blessed that you back, girl. And shout out to Casanova. Where's Casanova at?
Casanova.
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Hey,
what's
up, man? How you doing, homeboy?
I'm just letting you get your shots out, man. I was gonna say something to you, man. How you do, man?
What's up, man?
What's up with you, man? What you been through, man? You don't need no help, do it. Ain't nobody messing with you.
Oh, no. Just the IRS. That's who messed with me. Man,
yeah.
Casanova, I was balling out of control. I bought me a house fucking cash, and these motherfuckers came and stole it from me, man.
How they stole it from you?
They took all my assets.
Wow, you want all
my
They came in suits and took everything like a raid.
Damn.
Like that one time on E.T., you know how they blocked off the whole area?
Mm-hmm.
They came like that.
Damn.
And they took everything.
Okay, but
they had some little lady with a little it looked kind of like an iPad, but it was just like something you write on.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing down everything that they were taking. I'm like, damn.
You ain't do no time behind it though, did it?
Oh yeah, I did. I did like 6 months, but we all good.
Okay. Well,
we
so
all
long
good.
A better person, and everything is going good.
Yeah,
for
everything.
Now.
It's just a downfall you got to take. But the funny thing is, I moved back to my old place from when I left to go to that house. The same old place.
That's okay, though.
It's trippy when I wake up in the morning. I'm like, damn.
That's okay, though, Goofy. You want a place, though.
Shit.
You want a place,
yeah.
though.
But, Shy, you know, I'm just blessed to just hear your voice. I was always asking Smelly.
When is DJ Smell so good? So I've been asking
about
him.
Oh, he's still doing it.
He is.
I mean, he's doing it in the mornings. I'm doing it at night.
Mm.
We just representing everybody.
What time his show be?
Let's see. It's probably, when's your show done?
We're working
minutes?
On a time frame because it was.
Probably another hour after your show's done.
Mine'll be through. What time I start? 8:30, 9:30, by 10:30. So that'll be your show.
It's actually you're in the Central?
Yeah, Central.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock in the Central.
And that's your show, or not so good.
No, my show's 11 in the Central at night. And then Smelly's is on, let's see. He's on at, fuck, what time? At 9. Yeah, he's on at 9 in my time. So 11 in your time.
Okay. Okay. Well, when this show is over, I will be coming on over to your room.
Oh.
Because I'm about to start back being a blog talk hoe.
Please do.
Jumping and jumping, huh? Only on blog talk.
Oh, yeah. And what you on? You on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on everything. Everything's the same.
Okay, I got to find you, girl. I'm going to find you right now.
I'm on Facebook.
Oh, but I forgot.
What?
Because, you know, I found a lot of my old friends. I mean, my old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got, like, millions of friends, but, like, I have maybe 50 good, solid, old friends.
Okay.
And I found them, and I'm there adding every single one of them. Facebook sent me a little thing saying that they're blocking me. Hold on, I'll read it to you so y'all don't think I'm a liar.
Well, Facebook said they're blocking you.
Yeah, they said they blocked me. Hold on, here we go. It says blocked. You are engaging in behavior that may be considered as annoying or abusive. By other users, you have been blocked from adding friends because you repeatedly added friends on this feature. This will block you from anywhere from a few hours to a couple of days. When you are allowed to reuse this feature, please proceed with caution. Further misuse may result in your account being permanently disabled. For future information, please visit our questions and answer page.
Facebook
Incorporated.
That's Facebook.
Can you believe that shit?
Facebook police.
I'm fucking Facebook police. Give me a ticket. Motherfucker.
That's the warning right there.
That's the warning.
Shit.
You know what? I've been kicked off Facebook already.
Again?
So it's like, fuck, I hope they don't go. Be like, Goofy Bone again? Oh, hell no. Delete this motherfucker.
This is the second time you done got kicked off.
Hell yeah. No, this is, I got kicked off once. Because some other show, you know, I told, I was on someone else's page. And, you know, I left my show saying, hey, you know, if you want to bring, you know, some poets to my show,
mm-hmm.
you know, bring them. And then they sent me in a private message because I put it on blast on their page. They sent me a private message saying, this page is only for my show. I don't want to hear nothing about anyone else's show or whatnot. And I told, and I said, look, dumb shit, I was just telling you and all your poetic people to come to my show if they want to, you know, inspire their talents. So that fucking bitch, she snitched me out on Facebook, and they straight deleted me when I was chopping it up with some chick on the little private messenger thing. I was getting all gamed out. She was from Arizona somewhere. So I was getting all gamed out, you know, hitting her up, and the next thing you know, it like my screen went blank. Then I refreshed it, and it told me you've been banned from Facebook. I was like, oh, hell no. So I researched it, and I'm like, oh, that's the only person who could have did it.
That is who did it. They said one of the, what is it, if somebody is harassing you or something, or you can,
Yeah, like some
yeah,
shit like
that. Shit on your way.
And you know the fucked up thing? You know what the fucked up thing was? Is that I had, like, hella pictures. I mean, like, billions of pictures of me on there. And my computer crashed, so all those pictures are now gone.
Damn. Damn, you the fuck. Damn, you got banned.
They're gone.
You better send them a note and ask them, can you send your shit back?
But anyways, so, yeah, this is my second round on Facebook. I just hope they don't really ban me. Because it's like I know a lot of people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Back on my old page, I had maybe 2,000 people as my friends. And I only have 260 right now. And these are people
that.
I know.
It's coming.
And it's just
coming.
Like,
because, you know, we can't get enough of Goofy Bone.
I know.
I know myself.
But Shy, I just wanted to say I love you. I gotta get going because I gotta go pick. I gotta go actually pick up. I went to go pick up another friend.
Mm-hmm.
Drop him off somewhere. He kicked me down some little something. So now
okay.
I gotta go pick up another friend. That's gonna come back over here and we gonna smoke a little something.
Damn, that's what's up.
Because I'm freshly out and I don't get paid till Monday. Ain't
well,
that
somebody
some shit?
Somebody bringing me something, but I couldn't get my hand on it just yet.
Oh, my
God. But before the night is over with, Shiro Mans will be getting high. So when I call your show tonight, I will be high as hell.
Oh, Shy. You could just join me because I'm going to get high as well.
Already.
I'm going to tell Smelly to call in right now. I just got chirped this motherfucker.
Okay.
Okay, darling?
Okay, baby.
Shout out to you and Casanova. Much
yes,
love,
sir.
Cass.
Hey, what's up, man? Man, back to you, man. You know I'm here for you, man.
All right, man.
Don't get banned off nothing else now. That's my baby Goofy Bone. Edric had just said if the show was over with. No, it's still on. It's still on. Casanova, now you want to join up in the chat room. Shit. Cass.
Hey.
What's
up? Hey, don't worry about me. What I do.
What? Don't start
just,
all that bullshit, Casanova.
You just,
damn.
You just upload my picture.
Hmm?
You just upload my picture to this site.
Hold on, what you say, baby?
Got your pretty little picture up there with your little hair. You upload me a picture.
I'm gonna upload you more than a picture. I'm gonna send you a virtual me. Do with it what you want to do with it, okay, baby? That's the only thing I'm uploading that for you. As we speak, I'm uploading the doll, the sex doll.
Hold on.
How come Carrie just got mad at me? You hear me?
Who did?
Carrie just got mad at me. That's my,
why?
My other. Because I was out of Earth. And I don't have no cash on me. I have some money on my little card. And, you know, I don't have any transportation. So I told him, Carrie, give me a couple of dollars and give me something to smoke and this and that. Now, he wants me to stop smoking. But my thing is, how can you flip like that? Because when you met me, that was one of the first things I told you. I smoke B&B, blacks and blunts. You know, he didn't have no problem. He didn't have no problem with before he got in my drawers. Nothing, none, nothing. You know, but now when I say something I smoke, there you go with that shit. There you are. You need to leave that shit. Like, fuck you, you drink. What is the difference between smoking a blunt and drinking a beer? What? Somebody on air, please call in and tell me what is the difference. Anyway, didn't mean to get all personal and shit. You pissing me off. You pissing me off. You know.
I'm not gonna speak upon that because I know both of y'all ain't Trevor Starr. I
got problems. I know I got problems. I told him from the door, I'm bipolar. You know, get in this relationship at your own risk.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Motherfucker be trying to change me. Now, I don't have a camera right now, because if I had a camera, I would have a lot of pictures online. But how come, like, got all the half-naked shit on there? I'm like, well, shit, you ain't have a problem with that half-naked shit when I had it on for you? So I don't want everybody seeing what I got. I'm like, well, whatever, then I come over there showing ass and pussy and tits and all that other shit. You know, but I just don't understand. You know, I wanted to be in a relationship because I was tired of being by myself. I'm not tired of being with him. I'm just tired of arguing. What is the purpose of arguing when you're in a relationship? When you're not in a relationship, what is the purpose of an argument? If you tell me something, either I agree with it or I don't agree with it. If I don't agree with it, 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to say, fuck that shit and keep on walking. When I say fuck that shit, that's not an invitation to come behind me and constantly question me and everything else behind that shit. That shit is over with. When I walk off, it's over. But some people don't understand that shit. Hey, Edric, we're still on air. You know, I'm just trying to get some understanding. What you say, Paz?
I'm not going to entertain it because I know both of y'all.
That's how I be muting you. You know, when I want you to say some shit, you don't even want to speak up on it.
I'm going to speak up on it.
Mm-hmm. But do you
think I'm going to speak up on it?
Do you think my mouth is too hot?
Anyway, next subject. So what are we going to talk about before we get off here?
Do you think that fuck that? Do you think I got a hot mouth because he told me, Star Chill Smelly Pride. That might be DJ Smell so good.
Hey, listen to what you're asking me now.
Yeah, I know what I asked you. Do you think my mouth hot? Too hot?
Yes, it is.
Because I ain't lying. Scotch your smelly prize. How you gonna do a show? I've been trying to get in contact with you. I've been trying to get in contact with you. Goofy just was on. Oh, there he's going right there. Call in and
why?
Call in and get up on here. I need to speak to you, baby. I miss you too.
Ooh.
Cass.
What up?
Okay. But yeah, you said you have my mouth hot.
Yep.
Damn, that wasn't
I don't know.
You know what? Sometimes I do be thinking I be wrong. Because, like, we had a conversation the other day, and the first thing you say, nah, don't be fussing because you mean you be going.
Hey. Who that beating like a stuck wire? Or
I'm over there stroking, I be.
I'm about to be like a walrus or something on the phone, man.
I be got the doll. Cass. Casanova.
Hey, what up?
You got the doll. Hold up, y'all. Goofy Bone. What the fuck? Oh, hold up. What the fuck ever? Hold up. Smelly. What, babe?
Man, who is that?
Yeah, 347-677-0889. It's open mic. It ain't been that successful because everybody's
seen.
What, baby?
I'm gonna get my charge, man, my phone back. Hey, nigga, if that was you be on the phone like that,
that's IB.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm
gonna
put the phone out
there,
and
I don't.
What's up, Cass?
God damn, son.
Damn.
Hey, you gonna see the light?
Hey, now I'm sitting here listening. I'm sitting here listening to Shy, man. And girl, Lord have mercy.
Yes, indeed.
What's
you
up,
know
babe?
What? Is my mouth
yep.
hot?
Your
yeah, you heard it, didn't it? I told
you.
Yeah,
ain't that what you asked? Ain't that what you asked?
Yeah, that's what I asked because sometimes I might do be wrong, and then my little man, he be sitting there sticking through it, you know, but he be going out sometimes for no reason. And then, yeah, my mouth feel, well, it's probably not that hot.
You know, this according to what type of hot you talking about.
It's hot sexually in other ways, too.
If you're talking about steam coming out, shit.
Hey. You eat them chips, they're going to go straight to your...
Yep. Straight to your ass.
Man,
I'll be wild, man. What you...
Larry,
wow, what up with you, man?
I'm just chilling. I'm waiting, man. I'm just sitting here. I'm enjoying this. I ain't been doing this in so long. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we back, man.
Okay,
step
in the tavern. We back.
I see.
We are back.
I see you got the whole house up in here. Trilateral Commission just done run over shit.
See, we trying to come back. We back. You know, things taking off slow, but you know, we just got to build it back up.
Like I say, I
do this for entertainment. I love this. I love.
You know, black folks don't try to do nothing. We get it done.
That's it. It's done. I see it. You're right on that.
But all this hot mouth shit, yeah, nope. That's not the way to get it done.
Yeah.
Not on the air, anyway.
But see.
We discussed that under other circumstances.
Ooh. Okay. Give me your number. See, that's
a wait, hold on. Time out. I know this is your show, and I don't mean to cut you off, but that little under-the-breath thing you just mouthed right there a minute ago, I've been trying to do that for a year. 2 years, to be exact.
What you talking about?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. If brains was money, we'd all be broke, right?
I wouldn't. I have a little change up on me.
Nah, but I could have sworn I just heard you say you got in a relationship because you were tired of being alone.
That's not the only reason, you know. But that, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't one of the reasons. You know, I was in a marriage, it didn't work. He hurt me terribly bad, you know, and for like the first 6 months, I was one of them bitter ass damn sisters. I wasn't down in every man, but it was hard for me to sit up and entertain the thought of another man getting next to me. I wasn't gay or anything like that. You know, it was just that stage. You know, and after that right there, I was enjoying being by myself. But I was by myself like 4.5 years. After that, like third year shit, I was tired of playing with my damn toys. I was tired. I was just tired. You know, I was tired of rolling over in the bed by myself. I was tired of only cooking for me and my kids and not having nobody up in there to cater to me at some point. You know,
and
so it's
blisters on your fingers.
Huh?
I said, and blisters on your fingers. The whole 9 yards, I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it did.
Wait. How do we go from We Shall Overcome to the Integrated Show? I don't understand.
Well, we overcoming the bullshit and stepping up the game.
Step your game.
Hey, you know us. We gotta do what we gotta do, man. Because once you break your show down to medium level, it becomes a mediocre show. It'll be just like all the rest of these shows on the list here.
Mm-hmm.
You got to the point now where there's so many shows up here just on one page. You got people going eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And whichever one they finger stop at, that's the show that they go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it ain't like that because we try to bring a crowd. We try to make it entertaining. We try to make it so when you do come, you like what you hear, so you'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I also say if you don't come back, ain't no thing because where you don't come, somebody else going to.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You know? My favorite line is mother had them, mother love them, and mother fuck them. Yeah.
Already.
You know, but look, Shy, you're
yes,
going to be
babe.
My girl. You're always going to be my girl.
Thanks,
when if you are in a relationship, when you dump that nigga, I just kick my wife to the curb. My door's open.
All right, I'm nice. It's nice to know I got options. Thank you, babe. I'll be here for you, too. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much for tuning in
yes,
and
sir.
You know, checking us out. I think our next show might be like Thursday, but I think you said your show is tomorrow at 7?
No, Friday night, 8
Friday
o'clock.
Night at 8, okay.
Friday
and
night.
We, if you're not asleep, when you leave here, check out Goofy Bones. I don't know if you checked them out yet, but.
Who?
Goofy, my baby Goofy.
That's part of the Trilateral Commission.
Oh, motherfucking ready.
I mean, you know, that's what got me started.
Already.
Goofy and Smelly.
Yeah, Smelly, my baby.
And mm-hmm. I know, I'm still kind of upset because you didn't make it to the live in Vegas that we did when everybody came here.
Damn.
And helped me celebrate my birthday.
When are you having another one? When's your birthday?
My birthday is November 9th.
You having another one?
Ass up to Goofy and Smelly, because they were the first ones to get here.
I'm all fucking ready. Now, that's some goddamn love for your ass.
That's
why I love to see y'all. That's why I love to keep on here. Man, the other day when we first did our show, it was a brother who called in. R&B Dragon, I believe. This man was at the hospital, said that his old lady, girlfriend, wife, or whatever she was in fucking labor. And he called in just to think of, you know, called in just to say he was happy we were doing the show and, you know, he sung a song and everything. But that right there to me was some damn love. You got this woman over here getting ready to push out your sperm, push out your baby, you know, and you picking up the phone, hold up, baby, hold up. Don't push right now. Let me call the show right there.
But that's love.
That's love.
That's love. And I'm telling you, this is one place where you will actually find that type of love.
So true.
You know, because when we hook up and we bond,
mm-hmm.
it's a bond that's not broken by anybody.
It is.
By anybody.
Bond.
I'm telling
cannot
you right now. Goofy Bone, DJ Smell So Good, or Smelly as we call him. as far as BTR goes, that's my lifeline.
Yes.
Steady J, Sweet D Love, Miss Computer Lady, that Red Shades, that's my lifeline right there.
Yes.
You know, because without them, I wouldn't be who I am.
So true. You know, I think that's one reason I've been having writer's block lately, because I ain't been on the show. You know, when I'm on this show, man, I write so much shit. I'm like, damn, I done wrote all this, you know.
See, this is where it all comes back to.
This is where it all comes back to.
That's right. Once you open up this door, everything that's good and everything that's positive comes right along with you.
So true. So true. I thank you, baby. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is what
show.
I love to do, you know. And Kaz, you're sitting there all quiet and shit like, you don't know what the hell going on, but
his phone
news
hung
to
up. his phone hung up, you know, but he's on here. I got the going to use restroom. You, I'm gonna play a song right fast, and I will be right back.
And I'll be right here.
What did
I say? I said I'll be right here
until my
TV program come on. The hell was that?
Man,
you ain't been here in a while.
Smelly. Do y'all hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. 813?
Oh, I don't know what happened. What's the animal then?
What's
smelly,
up, guys?
Smelly, smelly dog.
Smelly, smelly dog.
Oh, man, everything cut off. I ain't know what happened. I thought y'all had cut the phone off or something.
I was getting ready to go to the bathroom, and I sent a phone, but I sent you call, so I hold it for you. That's all right. What's up, smell so good?
No, if I want to be responsible for your urinary tract infection and shit, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
Go ahead and handle that. You can go ahead and handle that. You know what I'm saying?
That's so good to the reason. What's going on with you, boo?
You know, just chilling like four villains, woman. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back, like Carter. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You know?
Welcome back. I talked to Boots not too long ago, and he said he was going to twerk you, tweak you, whatever it is.
And I
was asking about you, you know. I miss coming to your show. Been a lot going on, but everything back on track now, hopefully. And he was telling me that your show is like, what, 11 in the morning?
No, 12 in the afternoon. Hold on. What's up, Carl?
I don't smell so good.
It's like 8 in the morning here.
Say what?
8 in the morning.
You at the
ball? Okay.
No, I ain't got no transport.
Well, Shy, where you at?
I'm in Mississippi.
Oh, then it's not 8. It's,
I ain't even going to be there.
It's like 11 o'clock there.
Well,
yeah, not tonight. Then Tito lost his license.
I'm in Las Vegas. I don't keep track of time.
Okay. Yeah, because now we just hung up.
You don't
want
nobody selling no car, no trucks or vans, do
you? Selling a truck?
Hey, y'all, excuse me for a second. Hold on.
No problem.
Yeah, because you notice how a nigga be talking live on the radio and holding a conversation with somebody else.
Only us. Yes, right.
About a truck.
Only us.
For real. Nah, but hey, Shy, you got to send me some of your work.
Okay, babe.
ain't had nothing in work in a while.
I do that.
I
appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm going to do this private link and send you my email address because I don't want anybody to know where I am.
Okay.
Like they don't already.
Like a motherfucker care about what the f*** you at. You ain't got no money.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't even borrow. Nah,
but Shy, you can talk to Smelly about when we're going to do this, when we're going to do this thing again.
Okay.
What's up?
When we're going to reunite in Vegas.
Yeah, it's November. Hell, that's the only day we can do it. November, the first week of November, 3rd through the 5th, because that seems to be less stressful right before Christmas and get all your, you know what I'm saying? That was neutral for the way we did it last time.
Yeah.
It seemed to compliment everybody. It was before Thanksgiving. It fell before all of the holidays. It fell after the major shit, you know what I'm saying, after the kids get back in school, you know what I'm saying, and then before all of the holidays really kick off. So,
and it was,
you know,
right on the main holiday.
What you mean, for Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving?
No, it was right on the main holiday, my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Thursday,
that was the main holiday as far as I was concerned. Damn the turkey and all that other shit.
Know that.
I come down in November. Y'all going to have all the green, or some of the green?
Girl, I'll plant you a forest.
Oh, shit, I'm on the next flight.
I'm going to start planting right now, so by November that shit will be.
That shit ain't going to be up by November. But I love the thought of it, though.
I use that Miracle-Gro. But we got some phone numbers.
Okay. Okay.
You know.
And you still have your artist?
Hmm?
You mean his son?
My son?
Your son?
I kicked that nigga to the curb.
Is he still doing the music, though? I mean,
yeah, he's still doing the music. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I love him to death. He's my son. But I kicked that nigga to the curb because he don't want to listen.
How old is he?
You know what I'm saying? He's 23. I told him, I said, listen, you need to take all that shit you got, go back in the studio, redo it, you know, change some shit up. Because if you listen, practically all of his songs, he uses the same monotone in his voice. You need to change that up. You need some variety in there.
My shit is hot. You know, nigga, you don't tell me what to do.
We said that back in the days, though, when we first, you know, heard them singing and stuff like that. And, you know, you got potential with the Have It Your Way, but then you start listening to, you know what I'm saying, to other cuts, and it's like, wait.
Where's
you starting to sound like
they all sound
pain on every goddamn thing, bro.
Yeah.
Going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you know, I mean, but like I said, I'm not going to take nothing from him because the nigga's good. He's good. He's got skills.
Yeah.
But skills and no brain don't work.
Hold up, y'all.
Hey, who was young Casanova? Oh, wait a minute. My bad. Casanova, what's up, brother? First of all, how you doing, my brother? Long time no hear, too. Hear from
I don't think Cas on the phone no more. I think Cas hung up.
Okay. Well, who was young Casanova then? That's Casanova sign or something?
I believe that's Cas.
What the young got to do with it? Yeah, that
it's
young.
To throw people off. He's listening though. That's that undercover nigga.
Right.
You know, somebody questioned. Nah, that wasn't me.
Oh boy, look at him. Lil Wayne gonna be 40 years old and still talking some Lil Wayne. Nigga, you ain't Lil no more. Nigga, please. Young money, nigga, all right. It's called matured money.
Young money still running around with bills from 1932.
Yeah, man. They call itself matured money. Yeah, I just had to change my name. I'm matured money now. Yeah, I ain't young and I ain't old. I'm just matured, you know. I'm matured money.
Yeah.
So, Shiro, man, welcome back to the, you know what I'm saying, to the mayhem.
Thank you.
You know, as you see, I'm officially into season two, and that's with the name change and everything. You know, we had to take this thing interplanetary, you know what I'm saying? We were international at first.
Uh-huh.
We had to take it interplanetary, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah,
okay, that's the name change. Starship Smelly Fries.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's good that everybody take a break every now and then. Just disappear
so
for a minute. season 2, season 3. They said, how they said, absence make the heart grow fonder.
You know, got a new co-host.
I don't hear from you in a year. I love it when I do.
Yeah, man, I got a new co-host, you know what I'm saying? Ms. Tasha, she's still around, though. She's, you know what I'm saying? I guess she's still Facebooking everybody. She came through the show the other day, but I got a dude now, you know what I'm saying, from the Netherlands.
What's his name?
Oh.
Yeah, from the Netherlands. So, you know, I got to keep it overseas, you know what I'm saying? Keep that overseas flavor, you know.
Get this Nelly pride moving.
Yeah, you know, trying to do some things, man.
Have
some other places to go. Huh?
What's your co-host name?
Cyanide.
Cyanide.
Yeah, like the poison, cyanide.
Okay, yeah, damn.
With an S, though.
Yeah.
But he's cool. He's cool as hell.
Okay, yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. My co-host, he's in the chat room. His phone went dead. he's in the chat room. He say, what's up? We ride together to Vegas. He said, whoever's in Vegas.
Man, Cass ass ain't going, man. What the?
He said, whoever in Vegas, hit the slot machine for him. He coming. We riding together. I'm ready, Cass. Tell them Young stands for yes.
All right. We understand the misspelling of Young. That's how we misunderstood it. You know what I'm saying? yeah, that would be what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? To get some poetry in the working and some other artists up there. Cause shit, it was just me and Goofy, and you know IB was already there. So really, I mean, representing Blog Talk, shit, just me and Goofy.
Yeah, well, don't forget about the female side of it, cause you had Kay.
No. I'm just saying for the males. I'm just saying for the males that came. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We need, you know, some more male representation.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
Up to see Tasha.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
to come from all the way from damn
Australia.
Shit.
Hold up, who came from Australia?
That was Tasha. Tasha Triple X, my co-host.
Damn.
My first season co-host. I gotta say that. My first season. Yeah, she came all the way from Australia, man.
Damn. No, that's what's up. That's why I love BTR. I love this shit. Damn.
She came to Florida. I need to put some of them up on YouTube. She came out here to Florida down to Tampa. You know what I'm saying? You know, I went, took her through the hood and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I dug. And then we did a late night show by like 3 in the morning at the Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? And that's still in the archives.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, so did.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Shy, it was off the chain. It was off the chain.
Yeah, it was a good time. My first time down in the middle of mother nowhere, though. But when you come to somewhere, goddamn it, you is somewhere. Cause
yeah. Right. and the niggas left their mark, too.
Like,
hey, for real, man.
Niggas left their mark.
For real. Shout out to the motherfucking Dollar Dogs and Dollar Bill shit.
Anybody that tell you what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, don't believe that shit. Because if it happened,
I see it.
I'm telling everybody.
Cass, don't believe that shit. What happened in Vegas, leave Vegas and go international.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, that is, you might want to, you got to keep that to yourself.
Well, that was then, this is now. All right.
Yeah.
It's a whole new animal now.
Well, shit, legally I am. But anyway, fuck that.
I know they got pimps in Australia.
Do they?
Yeah.
Shit, I do.
Oh, I know.
Got hoes and shit down there too. I'm quite sure of it. Internet.
I think Don Juan the pimp from the Outback Australia. You know what I mean? You know?
I was just gonna say a lot of them carry boomerangs, but you know, with a pet kangaroo. But shit,
koala pimping, nigga. I'm koala pimping, nigga. Which one you want? You want the brown koala or the white koala, nigga? That brown koala pimp. Nigga.
Oh, hey, we even got some mixed koalas.
What you want to do? Hold on. Let me call my bitch over here. Kangaroo, get your ass over here. sitting in her pouch and shit. Yeah, take me to the outback. Hurry up, hop, bitch.
Take me to your leader, and they go right to the computer. Log on to y'all.
Cass said to tell you he knew you was kin to Dun One Pimp from the outback of Australia.
Woman, I'm reading the chat.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's what I'm reading.
Hey,
well, I'm not putting it up there.
Hey, that's what the hell I'm
okay.
reading. My bad. You beat me to it.
Oh. Yeah, man.
I'm the great uncle for everything.
I did feel like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I pulled off something that a lot of motherfuckers on BTR couldn't say they ever did or ever will do.
Yeah,
and that is, first of all, bring a listener and turn them into a co-host,
mm-hmm.
and then turn the co-host into bringing her ass to the goddamn dirty south.
Yeah.
She went all to New York. She went to all these other lovely places, New York and California, all these old, yeah, all nice. Then she came down to the Dutch. Shit.
Yes, indeed.
Fucking right, I'm a pimp. God damn it. I ain't a pimp out.
That's the truth reveals itself.
Bring on down here, you know.
Though. You can get a motherfucker and come over from Australia, a different fucking country, to come down here to where you with.
Bring on down here, man.
The blink
you
of
know.
An eye, just tell me when to come, Daddy. Tell me when to come, Daddy.
So, hey, so just imagine how I felt when all these niggas showed up here,
yeah,
where I live.
Yeah.
That's real, man. Coming to your hometown, you know what I'm saying? That got to show you some real nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? When people talk about it, it's one thing. But stepping on that motherfucking plane and seeing motherfuckers who you only just talked to, you know what I'm saying, from millions of miles away, shit.
That's right, boy. That's a feeling like no other.
Man.
Hey, Shy Smelly even met my mother.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Sure did.
Yep, met the fam and everything, you know what I'm saying?
One big
look, the little IBs and all that, you know.
The
yeah, what do you call it? You call an IB baby.
Yeah, a little Dora the Explorer. That's what I call it, a little Dora
yeah.
the Explorer.
The Dora
yeah.
the Explorer.
Yeah,
the
little baby looked like.
That's her thing, too, boy. She loves her
yeah.
some Dora.
She was like, Dora Explorer. He's like, don't be saying that. She going to be wanting it. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Got the next bad. Thing out your mouth.
Ninja Turtles,
hey.
Nigga. Ninja Turtles.
I'm telling you, everything she got is Dora the Explorer. Everything.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's my baby.
Now.
What the Serengeti or the Outback? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nah, but I talked to Tasha the other day, man. Tasha's working hard, you know.
Yeah, she got a new house, so.
She's thinking about coming back, but she's working hard. She's putting in all them hours.
Already.
She'll be back. I guarantee you, she'll be back. I believe she gonna, if she don't come back just for her general vacation, because I know she said in 2011 she was supposed to be coming back.
Yeah.
You know, to do a birthday or whatever. But then, you know, shit, then November coming up before that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to do it.
Yeah.
We got to set that precedence, people. We got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to say, if this shit happened back to back, BTR is going to be upset. Because
yeah.
they should have sponsored the first one.
Yeah. Or somebody, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But see, now that's my thing about looking into other networks, man. Because, you know, one thing about me going into this other season, I hooked up, you know, a guest came through my chat room one day, you know what I'm saying, a chick named Heavenly Angel from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's how I got Cyanide. I got a dude from Singapore. And, I mean, she just brung a whole slew of people with her, you know what I'm saying, and they're really on that, the UFO paranormal and, you know what I'm saying, that type of, you know, talk, you know what I'm saying, which adds, you know what I'm saying, you know, hell, I'm from planet motherfucking everywhere anyways. I don't give a damn what you want to talk about.
Right.
It's cool with me. Let's talk about Bigfoot, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, you know, shit. I got big feet in my motherfucking family, hell, you know. Let's talk about it, shit. If it sounds interesting, let's talk about it. So, yeah, it's just been, you know, really, it's been a real blessing, man, since, you know, just hanging in with BTR. I know it's been a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that they don't put a lot of people through. You know, they even banned a couple of people on here, and I ain't finna be, you know, spraying names all on your show. But, you know, it's been some little, you know, changes on this mug, but real people are still here, you know what I'm saying. I even seen Kyla Nation still up on here. You know, I ain't been through his show in a while. I haven't seen Sound Off, though.
He ain't coming back.
Yeah.
It wasn't intentionally. I apologize. Call back in. Casanova's back on here. I was trying to unmute a mic and I hung up. Casanova.
What do you do?
Oh,
Cass, we were talking about
Casanova, King Casanova.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? King.
Hey, man. Hey. Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm telling you something, man. I got a lot of respect for you, so therefore, I'm going to stay in my king place, man. You know, you the only brother that I'm going to let diss me like this, man. By my king
Casanova.
If you heard my music, you'll see. But now, then again, I'm gonna let you do you, cause we brothers. Hey, we go back.
But is it music young or is it kingship music? You know what I'm saying? Is it raw?
The young Casanova would give you to be a while back. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm converted to the king. But the young stand for
oh.
Yes, your nigga great. You know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Okay.
It stands for
what? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't nothing wrong.
Well, now I'm graduating the king now because, you know, I got a rap group called Magnolia Kings, so now it's King Casanova.
Oh, what?
What the y'all stand for again?
Yes, your nigga great.
Yes, your nigga great.
Oh, and I seen you had spelt that out, but I, you know, ghetto kicked in and I ain't read all in between that, you know.
That's what you do with that up. You ain't gonna change, boy.
Yeah, I ain't know what it was, man. Really, you know. You should have put some periods behind it or something. You know, I ain't shit, man. You know. Just say young. It don't say Y dot U dot N dot G, you know.
The reason why I got back on here, though, man, you tripped me out when you say, they got pimps in Australia. You know what, they got pimps in Australia?
Like, yeah, Don Juan done converted. Shit, he must be trying to follow Snoop footsteps. You know what I'm saying? Shit. What the hell going on? Yeah, because you
hey,
know,
Cass,
actually.
I got to tell you
actually,
something, Cass.
Yeah. Huh?
You can wear the king and all that good shit. I give you all the props in the world, bro. But you got a little bit of ways to go to get to the wise.
Ooh.
When you become the wise Casanova, then you on top.
Excuse me, brother.
Hey, how old is that owl on the lollipop commercial?
Ooh.
Hey, which one?
Yeah, the 100, the 200, 300. I mean, a lot of times they got their owl done took since that motherfucker would be on, and he still ain't wise. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker still don't know how they make it took.
That Joe still can't get the free candy, man.
You know what I'm saying? He still. He on 300 and shit. 300. 301. 300. Goddamn, owl. How many licks does it take? Shit. You know,
how many licks do it take? One, a two, a three.
You know he lying. Owl got little tongues and shit. That was an inaccurate commercial. You know what I'm saying?
But he got little tongues. That's why it took so many licks.
Oh, man, that's stupid, man. You just laying on this phone, man.
Took 131.
Yeah, we almost out of time. We got like 8 minutes, 7 minutes.
He said the owl got a little tongue.
Hey.
I think you can sometimes get the job done just like a little bit. It just depends on how hard it is.
Hey, so what's your schedule like? I mean, you back on full-fledged, full four, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we back on full-fledged.
Yeah. You know, every day, Monday through
Tuesday,
every day, or what?
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
What the kind of time is that?
What time on Friday now? Because I don't want to play.
Like y'all work for BTR and shit. Oh, no, we just Tuesday, Thursday. What the fuck is that? Freedom of Speech Radio. Girl, when you get your ass home, turn this motherfucker on. We'll be here.
We're going to be here every day then.
Put your kids on. Where your kid at? Put them on here rapping. Let me hear a new rap.
I'm not going to lie. I put their ass to sleep.
Here, wake them up. Put the phone to his ear. Let's hear a sleepy rap.
Here they go.
You got to keep one of them dream raps. Let's hear a dream rap. I'm in my sleep. I'm dreaming about school. Wait a minute. I ain't got to go to the school tomorrow. Wait a minute. Wake your ass up, nigga. Stop sleeping. Get your
That's
ass
one
up. Thing.
They school starts on the 5th, and I cannot wait.
Oh, on the 5th next month?
Mm-hmm.
August 5th. Oh. Damn.
Yes,
who was
boy,
that? Yeah, Washington don't start until September, boy. I was like,
they trying to make a year-round down here. Because they got out like in June, the beginning of June, and they're going back August the 5th. You know, so they really trying to make it year round.
I don't know why. I ain't like that. The education standards going to go up. Shit.
It really is because they didn't drop it. I don't agree with them. Now, I can see in college, you know, kind of sort of the little grading scale. But they didn't make this shit, this grading scale right now for kids just through school, period. My son, before I beat his ass and, you know, before I put him in timeout, my oldest boy came home. His report card, he had a 67, a 69, a 72, and for most of them. And I'm like, what the hell
of numbers? I thought it was A's, B's, and E's and shit. What happened to all E's, F's?
Hey,
they kind of changed the grading scale. He came back. He was like, Mama, I don't got no F. I'm like, motherfucker, you got
what?
No F. No, I don't got no F.
When you got 60s, you ain't got nothing but D's and F's.
Exactly. But on the new grading scale, a 67 is a D and not an F. I'm like, boy, that ain't nothing but a motherfucking F because I'm still on the old grading scale.
Man.
You know, when the D's and F's, that's fucking typical.
See, 67 is a retarded F.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
nigga, you ain't retarded. You just re. you ret. You know what I'm saying? Well, next year you'll be retarded, though. You just ret right now. You ready to be retarded. Cause, man, please. Germany, you know what I'm saying? Their kids stay in school year-round.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All the way up until they get out of school. You know,
yeah.
And I don't see a problem with that.
Really
not grammar school and high school. They stay until they get out of college.
Mm.
Right. They got all the way to college. You know what I'm saying? They in school all the way up until, you know, college. And then what you got to see, the you know, shit, they got a better education system set up, though. They actually learning their history
saying,
and not motherfucking Christopher Columbus bullshit and Santa Claus.
The only thing I don't like about the German education system is their PE.
I don't know none of them motherfuckers to be physical, so.
Nah, they be teaching them motherfuckers how to goose step.
Because I don't know. I ain't never seen none of them to be, you know, physical type people.
Hit the 101.
Yeah, there ain't no physical workout. You ain't finna see no average German walk around all buffed, you know what I'm saying? You just ain't finna see that.
No.
You know?
I'm telling you, it's hit the 101.
Yeah. Well, you know, you ain't finna see no blonde hair, blue eyes either. I don't know where that shit went at. Since niggas been over there, shit. You been getting Obamas, goddammit. That's all he's producing is Obamas.
A German with an afro.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's still claiming he white.
Hey, Shy, you must be out of time by now.
Nah, we got 5 minutes to ramble on.
I got 5 more minutes.
Then you. And when it's down to 2 minutes, then you close your show, honey. You know how you do that thing.
Yeah. Going up over here in the chat.
Oh, man, that's nasty. Well, don't never listen to white folks when it comes to drinking, man. All right?
Games. And them motherfuckers, they get you fucked up. They didn't have
but,
like games and shit.
Who ever drink anything with tonic?
I'm a smoker.
I drink gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what the white chick at the little, you know, liquor store. They, when you walk in, they give you the little free shot sample. You know, if you keep coming in and out, you can get fucked up. I ain't telling nobody to do that. I'm just saying. When we went in, though, she fixed it. I'm like, well, what is this? She's talking about something is gin and tonic. I'm like, well, why would you put seltzer water, which is to me is tonic, into gin, which is already pretty much tasteless. Instead of just throwing it over the rocks and just, you know what I'm saying, getting it out of your lip. What is the point of the tonic?
It sounds good.
Oh.
I can think of.
Because it didn't do nothing. We put the pineapple in. I mean, why would you put gin, tonic, water, and pineapple juice?
Now that's dumb. That's just
you see what I'm saying? And she sent my mama home with some pineapple juice. I'm like, well, what she gave you the tonic for?
I don't know,
but I know you and Goofy Boy, y'all got some issues. I got some issues with y'all.
Oh, what? Smoking?
No, y'all got me hooked on that Four Loko shit.
That Four Loko.
Oh yeah, that Four Loko boy.
Yeah, see, I'm a non-alcoholic, bro.
Yeah, man, I came home and hit by two of them things, boy, and when the positive outcome, you know, you got to slow up on them Four Locos now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want a mission, you can get on them now, you know what I mean? You know,
I can't even mix that with gin, but that shit right there get me drunk.
Yeah, that's Cisco shit.
Huh?
That's what it is.
Campo Loco and Jen, that's Cisco.
That's all.
Just made the ghetto Cisco. Yeah.
Love it. But I can't
that
fuck with
potent. It. Because really, that's boiler mix. And when you look at it, that's still a malt liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's still beer. It's still a beer. I don't care how juicy it tastes. It's still a beer. And in the end, and you mix beer and gin, yeah, that ain't a positive outcome.
Y'all have 90 seconds left. They about to go ahead and disconnect my ass.
No, but go ahead and close the show out, honey.
I should have a show tomorrow. I'll put it in before the night is over with. Casanova, you still there?
Well, she'll go, my dude.
Are you kidding? Now you want to say something? the show is over. Okay. We'll be on tomorrow. You want to do it tomorrow or Thursday? No, it'll be Thursday.
I do it every night, every day of the week.
Except Friday.
Okay, then, babe.
Man, who got this Red Derek nigga, please?
The what?
Nigga got his old buff shirt looking like Muhammad Ali in his prime, but the picture look like it's about 40 years old. Yo, man, what the? Nigga, please.
I'm trying to look at the shit myself. I want to see the little buff shirt.
Nigga, please. Well, no. Niggas be killing with some of these profile pics, man. Like, for real, now. I mean, come on. They can take a picture of his neighbor working out and shit. No, hold on, dog. Pose for my profile pic.
Hey, did y'all know that they got this thing going on in Vegas now? Super kid fights.
What?
Super kid fights. I'm telling you, they putting babies in the pit and letting them go at it.
Hold up, y'all. Come in tomorrow.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, will you hush?
We'll be here. You know, I don't think we're going to hang up right now, but just tune in tomorrow. We have a topic tomorrow for your ass, something hopefully everybody can respond to and have something to say. The mic is always open for everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Same spot, same place tomorrow.
Okay, back to the kids fight.
Yeah.
The kids, the super kid fights.
Super
just like cockfights.
Man.
Niggas be gambling. Niggas be betting on them.
Nigga, you know I'm on the internet. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
This brother from Vegas was on this show I was on earlier, and he was talking about this shit, and I'm sitting here talking about shh, don't be, you know what I'm saying? Don't be saying that shit on the air. Come on, man. We trying to draw people to Vegas, not keep niggas from coming. You talking about putting kids in a pit like dogs and letting them go at it?
So you really talking about real children?
I'm talking about real kids.
I ain't know if you're talking about little kids, kids, pit bulls or something. You're talking about fucking kids.
I'm talking about babies. Two-legged. Pampelwind.
Oh, Pampelwind. Now, that's a goddamn thing.
I don't see nothing like that, but I don't
it's
see
money.
It. But,
you know what I'm saying? It's money. And any way a motherfucker thinks he can make some money, he going to come up with an idea.
Damn.
But I don't think he realized you get more time for kids fighting than you will for dogs.
For real.
Well, I mean, as long as they don't get bruised, you know, hey, it's all in the fun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put some plastic gloves on or something. I don't know. I don't know how you going, you know, sweeten that up, but
you feeding your kid gunpowder and putting a muzzle on his ass till it's time to fight.
I couldn't do that right there. I know my kids. They
feed the gunpowder.
That's the way I put them in a ring or a pit box, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. What gunpowder got to do with it, though? I'm just saying.
Yeah, ain't that what you give a dog to make a mean?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm not Michael Vick. I mean,
yes.
No.
Michael Vick should have tried it. He probably wouldn't have got caught.
Oh, I ain't none of his relatives.
That's what you do.
Who said they gonna put
gunpowder and a muzzle on a child, man? Who said that?
Man,
I'm
finna go, man. I can't hear this no more tonight.
Oh,
man. I'm going to jail. Hey, I'm going to jail just for listening to this conversation.
Hey, no, but that ain't nothing. The same nigga said when he was in Pittsburgh, he was sitting in the park one day. And this lady came up to him and actually gave him a baby for $20.
Damn.
And he still got the kid. He done had the kid for 5 years now.
Now, he bought the kid, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what the, what's that about?
He talking
nobody
don't
see the immoral of the $20 being passed for the kid, though.
Never mind that. What about if this woman stole that baby from somebody?
He's dumb enough not to have taken the baby to the police or the hospital. And
that's what I asked him. I said, well, why you ain't go to the police? No, man, I don't go to cops. Well, shit.
Yeah,
you
well,
might not have to go. They
got.
Might come to you.
He need to find one of them females because there's plenty of females out there that got them keeper nigga babies that yeah.
Oh, but you know what?
Dump them off
on
you.
This nigga was talking about a woman should be barefoot and pregnant.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There ain't no two ways about it. Number one, and number two, the nigga said some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life when he told me. He said, I don't think you should marry white women. Because they got blonde hair. What the fuck is that?
Well, I mean, she didn't have blonde hair when I met her. She was a brunette. Oh, my bad.
There's no logic in this conversation at all. But when he said, when he told me about this baby that somebody gave him for $20, and then he left the state of Pennsylvania and came to Nevada, I told him, I said, man, you just don't know what the hell you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because if they track you, they track this baby. I ain't
got no problem because I went to the swap meet and got a birth certificate for $250.
Hey, you know what? You think I'm joking? Scan through BTR and look for the Ed Show.
Oh, he got a show on BTR?
Yeah, the Ed Show. ED.
Mm-mm.
He's straight.
Have I heard of that name? The Ed Show.
He's straight country. He's a fool.
The Ed
Show. Is a white dude?
No, black. 57-year-old Negro.
Lord Jesus, he's still stuck in slavery. Well, good Lord.
Yeah.
He probably still working in the fields and ain't even no slave master around and shit.
He don't believe in women's
children. Y'all best get to work. You know the master gonna get us.
I'll come soon later.
Nigga, this is your house, nigga. What the fuck are you slaving for?
Hey, he don't believe women should work.
Oh, hey, I can go to ATL and finally have a good time. Shit. Gonna have a good time. Not really, because ATL women are independent, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the hell you gonna go with
this. Nigga don't know nothing about independence. As far as he's concerned, women don't deserve independence. They shouldn't even smoke or vote.
Not a lie.
Oh.
Or wear dresses over their under above their knees.
Boy, you're taking it to the extreme, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm a find his show. I'm gonna check his show out one day.
As long as he ain't on that top of my motherfucking kid wrestling, super kid wrestling, or whatever you just said.
Super kid fights.
Man, please. I can see that as a featured episode.
Damn, Secret Service, pick his ass up.
Man, please. He could say it's midget wrestling. I don't know. I was just calling it that for the views.
Well,
you know, this
how many
midgets really
you know
midget
wear, how many midgets you know still wearing Pampers?
Do you want me to send you to the site?
No. I'm glad my show get ready to come on.
I got good. I got to check out Goofy Bones, though, y'all.
It's on now?
Man.
He said to come on at see what time he said. What time is that, 11?
Who's show?
Goofy
Bones. Oh, no, he ain't on it about another 20 minutes. He on at 12 o'clock.
I thought it was
on 12 o'clock. 12 at night, and then, you know, I'm with all y'all motherfuckers working, so, yeah, hey, catch me in the
I'm
archive.
I'm not working right now.
God damn, girl.
I was working, had a nice little office job, got clean and everything, but I'm suing them motherfuckers now, though. Because
yeah.
The substitute? They're doing the substitute thing?
No, I'm doing that with school side back. I was working on a casino as an income audit. And, you know, I was doing my shit right, but I got sick and I had to have surgery. I personally had it in December, but I didn't because they told me if I did it then, I'd be fired. So, you know, I'm from Jefferson County, and I'm sure a lot of you all don't know, but we brought up suing motherfuckers. You know, so I took my leave in January. When I came back, it was about a month or so later, but I was doing everything I supposed to be doing. When I came back, had my excuse, they told me that they fired me about 3-4 weeks earlier. You know, and didn't tell me shit, didn't do anything. You know, I was sick on medical leave that they approved. You know,
hell no.
Went by the book.
Fired you, but we were still taking care of you.
Mm-hmm. You know, but they filed my unemployment because I've been trying to get my unemployment since March. We had a hearing and everything. They gave me all that back time money back. Said that they was wrong, that it was proven that they fired me while they terminated me while I was under medical leave. You know, and I'm like, okay, these bitches crazy. You know, but I got a lawsuit in against them as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that. No other guy can do you, though, boy. Gee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure run you through the mill trying to get that money, too, boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a class action, too, because I wasn't the only person they did it to.
Well, hey, you know, look at the black chick, you know what I'm saying, and the white man done fired in Obama administration. So, hey, I mean, you on the lower totem pole.
What
happened? You know what I mean? The black, I don't know what she was, something, you know what I'm saying, advisor something on the Obama administration, and the white man came and fired her because somebody online lied about her, you know what I'm saying, wrote a blog about it and lied, and then, and that's what they made their decision off of. But, I mean, you know, the dude in hot water right now over it, you know what I'm saying, but it still don't excuse the fact, you know what I'm saying, y'all sit up here and you know, let white folk, you know what I'm saying, fire us and talk all this noise about the president and all that, but then when it comes down to the get down, nobody don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, had we been talking half the mess we've been talking about Obama and we talked about Bush, shit, niggas would have been motherfucking what? Locked up.
For real.
You know?
Hey, and then, I don't want to cut this up. We got to go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because we is in the VIP hour.
No. Yeah, no, but we got to go because Izzy's waiting for us.
Who?
Oh, Easy Rider?
Easy Rider.
Why, where he at?
He just came on.
What show that is?
Huh?
What show
came
that is?
Came on what?
Look in the live chat and see Easy Rider.
Oh, well, I ain't in the chat, though. My bad.
I'm in there. I ain't no Easy Rider in here.
Well, you got to refresh your page because that's the same page. It's still.
Well, why would he come in when the show over? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. He must be the one listening to the archives and shit, thinking it's a live show. Great show, Shire. I mean, it sounds so live. Yeah, exactly.
But what's the show name, though?
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
Yeah,
okay.
Pennsylvania. He's down in Pennsylvania doing this thing.
Okay. Well, I got to use the bathroom still.
Lord, have mercy. There you go again. You always tell somebody when you got to go to the bathroom.
Not always, you know, but I wasn't going to just
damn
let the phone over to the side.
You know what you do? You know what you do? I'm going to tell you right now, Shia, you know what you do?
What I do?
So you ain't got to keep getting up and leaving your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Get you a bowl with a sponge.
Okay. I don't think
that don't even, that sounds straight jailhouse action. And, yeah.
Hey, well, you use a sponge so... You use the sponge, that way you ain't got to worry about it flooding and spilling over.
Wow.
And it won't make a lot of noise. You won't wake the kids up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
And ain't nobody going to hear you.
My apartment isn't that big. The bathroom is just right there. Damn, that's it.
Well, y'all come on
cheat.
Over to Easy's house, please.
Well, cheat then. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and be a cheater. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a real woman and pee on the sponge. You know what I'm saying? Real women will pee on the
y'all,
sponge.
Y'all join the room.
Yeah,
I'm finna check out Easy Room, and then I'm going by Goop. I got to go by Goofy and check out his show. And then
I'll be up for a little while. I ain't going to be up too late because I was up late last night on, you know, with his show and everybody else's show.
Yeah,
crashed and burned later on during the day. So.
Your show 2 hours now? No.
Yeah.
Goofy ain't on yet.
Okay.
Yeah, Goop in on to 12, so, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, hey, check me out since you ain't working. You know, I'll be up tomorrow. It's weedless day Wednesday because I ain't no fucking weed, so it's all good.
Okay.
I'll be
well,
drinking gin on this show.
Ham?
Nothing.
Bye, you all. Moving on to the next room.
On to the next room.
Jai, you got my email address.
I got you, babe.
Email me.
Okay. I would do that. Y'all have a good one. Me and this.
All right. Y.U.N.G. King go to Casanova.
Crazy as hell.